are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is a real show, nothing fixed about it. Like they're trying to claim the Miss USA pageant is fixed. I was wondering if something was up with the Miss USA pageant because nobody has ever asked me to compete. Now, I thought that was odd. It's got to be the reason, right? It's fixed. They already know who they want winning, so they definitely don't want Dr. Dahlia. Remember, what year was it? Was it in the late 70s when they did the Misses USA? And remember, all the women appeared to look really old, and the women were probably 27. But I remember as a kid going, gosh, the Mrs. USA pageant is like so geriatric. Boy, now, gosh, I could probably compete with grandmas. All right, well, we got a lot to talk about. We'll talk about that. Is it really fixed? I guess an Oregon man has been diagnosed with the bubonic plague, better known as the Black Death. We really don't want that coming back. We'll talk about that. Looks like they think a simple cold virus may be able to fight cancer. If they think they could use a cold virus to fight cancer, amen to that. We got a woman who I guess had some, you know, bullets in her purse, just was carrying some extra ammunition, and one exploded spontaneously. We got to talk about that. Scientists also think that we have evolved as humans from sharks. So now we come from sharks. I'm just waiting for the octopus theory any day now. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy show on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but not too busy to take your call. So please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, there were some stories I couldn't get to from the previous hour, so I got to make sure I get to those also. They're all good stories. Don't worry. Ooh, also, why are people afraid of spiders? I guess humans are hardwired to be afraid of spiders. I am totally spooked out by spiders. I do not, but I wasn't afraid of spiders till I got bit by one. So we'll talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, a lot of us have ammunition in our purses. What's going on here? A Pennsylvania woman, I think she was at Lowe's. Wasn't she just walking around Lowe's? Let me see her. Let me pull up the story here. Okay. Pennsylvania woman was injured after one of the bullets she was carrying in her purse spontaneously exploded while she was shopping. I haven't seen this happen. Any of you guys that work with ammunition have seen that happen where just the bullet will explode? This happened at a Lowe's store in Montersville. She did not have a gun in her purse. She just had, you know, some of the ammo. 56-year-old woman, identity has not been released, was carrying two or three bullets at the time. They think something must have hit the primer of one of the bullets. The bullet stayed in the purse, but it put a hole in the purse and it caused a minor leg wound. She really didn't seek medical help for her injury until 3 hours after the incident, after her son was like, Mom, you better get this checked. Now, I guess a weightlifter in Modesto, California, a couple months ago, claimed that he was injured by an exploding bullet as well. The man dropped a dumbbell on a .22 caliber bullet, causing it to explode and hit him in the shoulder. Yeah, that's scary. Everybody check your purses. Yeah, just make sure. I mean, what do we have to do? Do we have to kind of, you know, well, you know what? In my purse, I have a section for my wallet, which is really small because it's usually empty. And then I have a section for, you know, sanitary products. And the maxi pads are pretty soft. Maybe put the bullets in the maxi pad section of your purse, right? Because there's then obviously some sort of a cushion. So nothing that'll hit the purse. But bullets shouldn't do that. Bullets shouldn't be doing that. That's kind of crazy. All right. Well, if you guys have heard, you know, guys, if any of you have heard that, please let me know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess an airboat captain's hand was in the Everglades in Florida, was just chopped off after, I guess, the airboat captain tried to, I guess, entice the alligator with a bag of marshmallows. His name is Captain Wally. 63-year-old Wallace Weatherholt was, I guess, trying to feed a 9-foot alligator minutes before the animal decided just to bite off his hand. Luckily, the severed limb was later retrieved from the reptile's stomach. Oh, I hope they could attach it. You know, you got to put that stuff on ice pretty quickly. All right, let me see. So the group, of course, with children on there. Oh, my gosh, can you imagine? All right, they said he was hanging fish over the side. And then, of course, the alligator grabbed it, went back into the water. And then what was going on with the marshmallows? Why are you using marshmallows, though, to entice an alligator? I don't know where marshmallows came into the story. I love marshmallows. Maybe the alligator was like, give me more fish. All right. So anyway, let me see here. Oh, they were not able to reattach his hand. Yeah, be careful when you feed alligators. I mean, I know this is a medical show, and I don't want to state the obvious, right? But honestly, people, it's an alligator. I mean, I know we think of, I'm thinking of Sambo. Sambo was an alligator. Has there ever been a friendly alligator or a friendly crocodile? I'm thinking of something green. I don't know where I'm thinking of that. But anyway, I can't stand when we have vicious animals, put into cartoon form, and kids think that these animals are, benign. And they aren't, okay? You know, alligators are supposed to be scary. They got a lot of teeth, okay? We learn as a child that you stay away from animals that have lots of teeth, period. In August, I guess, of 2010, 90-year-old Margaret Webb lost her left leg below the knee after being attacked by an alligator when she was in the front yard of her home. Yeah, alligators are a big problem near the Everglades, of course, right? You know, it's so interesting. When you fly, over Florida, you know, as the plane kind of turns to get back and you know, take its course, you see the Everglades, and you almost wonder, is it, you know, water in land or land in water? But, you know, when you fly over Florida and then you're past the Everglades, it still looks like that state is sinking. It just does. Now, I live in Southern Nevada, and Southern Nevada, we're just drying up. You know, when you fly over the Grand Canyon and you fly over the Colorado, that river to me looks smaller and smaller every time we fly over it. You know, oh, that's a shame. We need some water. Florida, give us some of your water, please. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 16.13.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.53.52, $8.26.76 for a half ounce, or $4.13.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.53.52, $8.26.76, and $4.13.38.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and also our Facebook fan page. I hate telling people like our fan page. I sometimes I think we really overdo the social media, but I got to tell you, it's probably one of the easier ways for me to communicate with you all, even when I'm not on air, because so many stories arise. And I know many of you can't sit and listen to all 3 hours of my show. You guys are busy. And I love the idea of giving you bulleted information as you get it. You know, I mean, I'm a doctor. I'm very busy too. I don't get all the news. And I love the radio hosts or the media outlets that give you bulleted information, pretty quick one-liners, and the link if you want to read more. And that's what I try to do, because I know you guys are busy. You don't have time to sit there and listen to a three-hour show. I'd love for you to listen to all 3 hours of my show. And if you do ever miss the show and you want to kick back and relax, sitting back on the porch, please, you could go to my website at drdahlia.com, hit the on-demand. It plays the last 3 hours of that we broadcast. And, of course, you could always get to our archives and podcasts from that site as well. But, I'm gonna be probably urging the Facebook and Twitter a little bit more, because I think you guys are getting the up-to-date information. And luckily, because my show broadcasts live 6 to 9 o'clock at night, I'm able to give many of you information before you get it the next day. And I'm pretty excited about that. So, we'll stay in contact. Remember, Facebook and Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Now, The study that we discussed yesterday regarding children of homosexual parents fare worse. We knew this was a controversial study. All right. Many people think it was a horribly done study. You know, they were looking at children who were raised by lesbian mothers, gay fathers, and seeing how many of them later had to have social assistance, you know, government assistance, how many of them had depression and anxiety. And, of course, many people are extremely unhappy. One of my patients who is lesbian and is, you know, raising a daughter, of course, you know, couldn't stand, you know, that study surfaced, of course. And boy, so many comments from many of my listeners. Now, unfortunately, because the show isn't long enough, usually many of you only listen to an hour, I can't play them all. But one of your comments I will play. I'll try to condense it a little bit, and then we'll just kind of address some of those issues, because this is a huge topic in terms of gay marriage. This topic is going to actually be very, very huge, over the next few years. It's been huge thus far. And, you know, now with studies trying to say, well, you know, studies saying, you know, yeah, but the children fare worse. You know, is the government going to run with this? What's going to happen? So, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Okay, Dr. Dahlia, I listened to you on the XM radio, and today you've touched on another subject that drives me crazy.
That's what I do.
In my family, I have a gay cousin who is playing house with two little girls and, you know, with her, quote, partner. And this drives me crazy because, one, you want to talk about science and you want to talk about health and these things, then I have a few questions. Maybe the lesbian community might be able to answer this for me. And one thing I have is, why is it that it seems to me that lesbian couples raise daughters and homosexual male couples raise boys? And to me, you want to talk about love. Well, love comes in many different forms. Number one, love comes also with discipline. And, you know, that's where the Bible actually comes into play here. Because, again, you need discipline, whether it's a child or a pet, like a dog or a cat. They need to be disciplined so they know where the boundaries are.
My cats and dogs really need to be disciplined. I agree with you.
As far as I'm concerned, lesbian and homosexual couples are not the same as a man and woman
couple
when raising their children. I have a few questions also. Like, for instance, how are they going to, if two lesbians cannot have a good relationship, a loving relationship with a man, then how are they going to explain that to their, quote, daughters, or vice versa?
If a homosexual
couple of men raise a boy, how are they going to explain to that child in the dating years about women? You know, When I was growing up, my mom told me certain things about men and about boys, and I had father-daughter talk about men and boys and things like that. And this is something in our society that just because you want to take a little child home like a pet doesn't necessarily mean that's the right thing to do.
Okay.
And so that's my take on it.
And I appreciate this. She's not live. This is just one of many, many calls we received. And again, we don't have time to play all of them. But let's break this down. We really need to spend some time talking about this. Cause again, I'm not trying to make a political statement by any means. You all know I'm fairly conservative, but the, gay rights issue, there's actually bipartisan people, you know, for it and against it. And I can't stand how the media says, you know, conservatives are anti-gay. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. So, again, we're going to leave politics aside, but medically I need to make some points. By the way, thank you for your call. Any of you calling into the show, I love the passion you have. I may disagree with you, but I love the passion nonetheless, and we'll fight for your right to express any opinion. All right, so here we go. Okay, so, boy, you brought up so much. I should have written down as you went. Okay, so if you have lesbian women, let's say, raising a daughter, how are they going to teach her how to be with a man? At this point, I have to disagree with you, because honestly, my mom did not teach me how to deal with a man. All right. All my mom said is the man is going to cheat on me. He's going to leave me, because that's what happened to her, multiple times, and that I better make sure I'm as independent as possible because men are X, Y, and Z. And even my father would just be in the background and he wouldn't say anything, all right? And, no, I remember trying to ask her. I remember, you know, everybody at school was talking about oral sex. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know how to do that. And, you know, and so I remember asking my mother, you know, when am I supposed to learn how to do that, how to perform that? And my mom turned white. I mean, whiter than we're already. I mean, we're already pale, saying you never do that. God's going to smite you. I couldn't talk to my mom about how to, address a man and his sexual needs or whatever. Oh, and my dad. Oh, no way. So I was brought up in a heterosexual family and I'm straight, and their thoughts were, you don't even bring up sex in this household. If you do bring up sex, you're the devil, and you're going to be smitten. So I had to learn from my girlfriends. Okay, so so the idea of then the other idea too is, you know, many of my friends in school and even now are gay, and I think women can have a very close relationship with a gay man, all right, even though they're not sexually attracted to them or there's no sex in between. And so I still think if you are lesbian or gay, you could still have close relationships with other people. Then let's say, you know, gay men, you know, how I think gay men actually know women a lot better than heterosexual men. I'm sorry for that, guys. Honestly, I mean, you know, why do you think we women love to hang out with gay guys? All right, they get it. Gay men get it. All right, I'm not a big shopper. I don't like shopping, but it is so much easier to go shopping with my gay friends than with my husband. They get it. All right. My husband is no help when it comes to what shoes go with what, because I stink at that. I mean, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to have some idea of fashion, and I don't. And I wasn't a tomboy. It's just I wasn't interested in that. I was interested in bugs and science and boogers and blood. I wasn't really interested in the whole Barbie thing, so I never learned it. So if it wasn't for my gay friends or my girl buddies who taught me, you know, about that, I wouldn't know it. Surely my husband doesn't know. I mean, the only thing he says about fashion is, can you please ditch the muumuu? That's about it. Okay, now, what we're going to talk about just really quickly over the break is, when I was in medical school, this was the number that stuck in our heads. 1 in 8 people are gay. And 1 in 6 people have had a homosexual experience. Now, when we talk about gay marriage and, people trying to live a life, trying to live in a heterosexual relationship, we're talking about a huge part of the population. So we need to just spend a little bit more time on this. So please don't go away. And I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low-price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about the study this week that came out saying children who are raised by gay parents, quote-unquote, fare worse. And, of course, I've received many calls and emails regarding same-sex marriage, and so we're talking about that, and some of you are on the phone line, so let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Richard on the line. Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Okay, I'm sorry if this might stray a little off the topic, but I was just concerned now if the both of the same-sex couple are raising the kid, and excuse me, when I say kid, I mean child.
That's okay.
I want to say it right. Yes. If they're raising the child right, but they wanted to, how do you call it, just have a natural relationship with another person of the opposite sex, and the way things are, how can the, I don't know how, but won't this affect the child rearing or relationship by the what you would call parents?
Well, good question. And this is what we're talking about. Many people think, and I know that's not what you're saying, but many people think that if a child is raised in a homosexual setting, they're going to probably be homosexual. And that's not the case. I mean, if all of us think back to when we first were attracted to who we were attracted to, I was attracted to men from the beginning. I mean, I remember having a crush on Captain Steubing of the Love Boat. I mean, I've known I've always liked men. So, you know, raising children in a homosexual family won't make them homosexual. The only thing that raising a child in a homosexual situation would do is show the child, whether people think this is good or bad, that couples don't have to be opposite, that couples could be same sex. Now, for some people with religious upbringing and other types of ideologies and philosophies, they think that would be horrible to have a child be raised in a situation and think that that is quote unquote okay. To others, they say, well, you know, what do we care? You know, the child is going to fall in love with whoever they're going to fall in love with anyway. And so, you know, I mean, will the child be more violent? No. You know, will the child be making out on the couch with a same-sex partner? Well, no, if the child's gay, he's going to be gay. I mean, we have many gay, we have many children that we know are kind of, or have gay tendencies, and they're of heterosexual couples. So, I mean, there's no proof that a child raised in a gay setting will, I guess, fail school. You know, we don't have enough studies. This is the first study saying, well, maybe many of them will be on welfare. But I got an idea. I have a theory behind that. Does that answer your question, Richard?
No, I mean, it was concerning their inclinations themselves. I mean, what I was worried about.
But, you know, if somebody has an inclination to be gay, and remember I told you in medical school I was taught that a huge amount of the population is gay, they're going to, whether the President of the United States is pro-gay marriage, whether they watch Glee, you know, if somebody wants to be with a same-sex partner, they're going to be. I mean, even centuries ago, people would, even if society wouldn't allow it, you know, when they were married, many of them would still sneak and have relationships. You know, I mean, you could only stop the human, passion or what they favor so much. You could only bridle it to some degree. And even if a society, like centuries ago, was anti-same-sex couples, people still were able to find those groupings. They find a way. All right?
Because I guess I do remember, too, because there's been cases, too, where, how you call it, if a person thinks they, they have those trans, what do you call it, those sex changes? They'll all of a sudden still fall in love with the other sex that they've changed it over to.
Well, yeah, but what we found is people that are transgender, again, it wasn't environmental. Now, true, environmentally, like if Obamacare covers transgender surgeries, we will see more. But innately, the people that are transgender, that feel they're in the wrong body, they've felt that way ever since a child. So, you know, I understand the point many people are making. If society, says it's okay to transgender or be a transsexual, get the treatment, have government pay for it, more people may do it. But nobody is going to make a child. Nobody has that control to change a child to a transgender, because if that child's transgender, they already know as a child whether they're in a heterosexual family or a homosexual family. All right? Richard, I appreciate you calling.
I'm sorry to take up your time.
No, never, never. You had good questions. And like I said, we're not discussing this subject on my show, and this is the Dr. Dolly Show. For those who are joining in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, because we want to talk about anything political with gay marriages. Oh, no, we're not addressing that. I'm helping many of you explain. I'm helping many of you understand the biology behind it. There's a huge population that feels being gay is acquired or environmental, and it's not. And many people don't realize a huge amount of the population is gay. And I've discussed at great detail how I divide many of us into three groups. Those who know we're homosexual, I guess, from day one, those, you know, all right, and plan on living that life. Those that don't really know, they're kind of confused. They aren't really sure, and then it kind of comes out when, of course, they're starting to, you know, have relationships in their teens and 20s, etc., and then they come out. And then you have the third group that will deny it till the day they die. Now, many of these children that are being raised by same-sex couples are children who were obviously copulated in a heterosexual couple. And these heterosexual couples, and I see this all the time as a doctor, many couples, obviously, you know, they tried to live the heterosexual life. And it didn't work. The mom and dad, they fought. They didn't have intimacy. Imagine trying to sleep with somebody you're really not attracted to, whether you're heterosexual or not. All right, I love my husband. I've always loved men. I can't say I love men because once I met my husband, no more men. But, I mean, I could not. I would be very sickened by the idea. I mean, if you think about it, of being with somebody I'm not attracted to or somebody of the same sex. Well, same thing for a homosexual. Being with a heterosexual, my patients tell me it turns them off to the same degree. Yet many of them try to have the man-woman marriage. And they have a child and they love the child and they try to make a happy home. Some of them will do it. All right. And some of them will be true to themselves and say, this isn't working. So then what happens is they go through a divorce. You know, the child is obviously in a home that's not copacetic and you know, there's anger issues and a divorce happens. And then the same sex person of that couple ends up finding a partner and then they rear that child. So we're going to see more and more of this, right, as people try to, you'll see more children being raised by gay parents as if the parents had tried to live in a heterosexual state because they get pregnant and then they realize this marriage isn't for them. They want to live happily and they want to be with their partner, right? And then the next question is one of my emails was, well, Dr. Dahlia, we don't want promiscuity with, same-sex couples, but then somebody else could argue, well, then, isn't that an argument for same-sex unions, right? I think there's a lot of stereotypes and prejudices that, you know, that are a little ill-founded. And that's just what I want to clear up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLIA.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Boy, this was such a hot topic. We're not going to be able to get to all your calls and emails because I've got to talk. I have to, you know, get to the medical news. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show for those who are joining in. But I'll just quickly address a couple of your emails on the subject, and then we have to change subjects. But and I promise we'll talk more about this. For those who just kind of joining us late, there was a study that came out this week saying children that are raised by same-sex couples or same-sex parents, lesbian or gay parents, quote unquote, fare worse. All right, we have Joe. Doctor, listening to you out of Yuma, if the child grows up in a male homosexual family, they will do what their parents do. For example, many of the gay parties have gay men being promiscuous on the couch. And what about AIDS? Okay, I don't want to start going into a whole political topic, and I don't want to start, you know, battling with you all, but I just want to kind of, you know, dispel some myths. All right, I've been to many parties of my gay friends, and no, you know, we don't have gay men sitting there making out, in front of everybody. In fact, I've been to more heterosexual parties where people are making out and tongue tangling in front of people than I've seen at gay parties. And, you know, when it does, you know, come to AIDS, and, you know, you are bringing up a point. I mean, AIDS is, higher in, the gay population. You know, but keep in mind, we have AIDS in heterosexual populations too. There's communicable diseases, with all of us. And so it's, I see what you're saying, there is an argument, you know, that, mom and dad could, you know, have had promiscuous sex, had HIV and acquired AIDS, or, you know, done IV drugs, et cetera. So, I don't know what it is. I think the movies have really stereotyped gay people, right, as, you know, having these gay parties and everybody. I mean, I have been to so many parties, you know, of my gay friends, and no, there aren't people sitting there making out on the couch. I mean, people hold hands like anybody else would hold hands. And, you know, I know there's extremes on both sides. You have, you know, people that are very flamboyant, and then you have, you know, heterosexuals that are ladies' men, or you know, women who are kind of slutty, you know. And so, you know, you could say, well, you know, what about a kid being raised in a heterosexual family where mom is, you know, dressed like a hoochie mama, and you know, dad has a menage a trois, right? So it's you know, saying that one group may have more promiscuity than another, I don't know if that's been proven. Louisa from Baker, Dr. Dahlia, I'm for gay marriage. If the couple marries, they won't attempt a heterosexual relationship and have children. Then we won't have children being raised in a same-sex setting. Okay. Okay. And again, I appreciate all your emails and all your calls. Really quickly, one argument maybe for these children in this one study, which again, wasn't the most scientific study that was done and released, regarding children maybe needing additional assistance, you know, from the government, et cetera, is, remember I discussed how many same-sex parents, let's say, or lesbian or gay people raising children might have been through a divorce, and then they either find a partner that they want to live with, or they raise the child by themselves. So some of these children could be now of single homes. And so that could also explain why many children of same-sex couples may later need assistance, etc. Or the anxiety or depression they were discussing. They were saying many of these children could be more prone to anxiety and depression. Again, you know, if you have a family that broke up, mom hates your dad, dad hates your mom, I many of us from broken homes suffer from anxiety and depression. So, you know, there's a lot. I think more studies need to be done, but it definitely is a passionate topic, and I appreciate all your responses. I just kind of wanted to give you, you know, some of the more medical aspect, you know, biological aspect of things, and I hope it helped. Let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so an Oregon man has been diagnosed with, quote-unquote, Black Death. This is the bubonic plague. Apparently, he was trying to get a mouse out of a stray cat's mouth. The stray cat got mad and bit this gentleman from Oregon. From what I understand, the cat died a few days later. The man is listed in critical condition at St. Charles Medical Center Bend, and his family was given preventative medication. This is the fifth case discovered in Oregon since 1995. The bacteria causing this is Yersinia pestis, all right? And you usually get the plague by a bite, but it can be spread. We remember the Black Death from, we don't remember, but remember reading about it from the late 1340s, lasting for centuries, killing at least 25 million people. People with the bubonic plague get buboes. Now, buboes are big, swollen glands, fever, chills, headache, etc. Illness usually occurs 2 to 6 days after infection. So any of you getting fevers, etc., you know, you'll have to tell your doctor if you were bit, all right? And now, we don't see the plague a lot, so many doctors may not be thinking plague or bubonic plague at the top of their head. So please, you know, let them know. And also, you know, anytime you get bit by an animal, I mean, we usually don't see rabies with cats. It's more with dogs and bats, etc. But let them know if you were bit by some, you know, what if a rabid dog bit a cat and then the cat bites you? So, you know, it's very important to definitely get medical attention if you are bit. Now, only 4 people have died from the plague since 1934. Okay, so it is rare. There is supposedly a plague vaccine. Unfortunately, it is not sold in the United States. Not sure why, probably because it is rare, but we will keep our eyes on this. All right. Now, interesting news today for those who join us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. They think the simple cold virus, right, could be used later in the form of cancer therapy. They found that the cold virus can destroy cancer cells and can be delivered to a tumor through the bloodstream without falling prey to antibodies that decide to kill the cold virus, all right? And if so, they could then possibly use this as a vector. Now, this published was the story was published in the Science Transitional Medicine Journal, STAMA, and they found that a real virus hitches a ride on blood cells, then uses them as a shield against the immune system, could get to cancer cells, and then it could also trigger an immune response that could turn around and fight cancer cells. So pretty exciting stuff. Now, this virus does cause respiratory and gastrointestinal illness, etc. But, you know, I mean, imagine, you know, what some of the chemotherapy treatments do, you know? I mean, we get pretty sick with that. So if they're able to use a vector that can maybe carry some sort of anti-cancer treatment to them, or if they can actually use this cell to build up antibodies that will also recognize a cancer cell and fight it, amen. I think that's great. Finally, humans, they say, have been evolved from a prehistoric shark now that roamed the seas more than 300 million years ago. The primitive fish named Acanthodes brony was the common ancestor of all jawed vertebrates, they say. So they looked at a brain case dating back 290 million years, and it looks like it's an early member of the modern nanthostomes. Nantho is jaw, right? Meaning jaw mouths. So I guess the acanthodes, Greek word for spiny, they said existed before the split between the earliest sharks and the first bony fishes. That lineage would eventually include human beings. Fossils have been found in Europe, North America, and Australia. Really? Really? We come from sharks? I am waiting for them to say octopus. I am really waiting for that. Now, of course, the acanthiodians died out about 250 million years ago. All right, but they left us humans. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. All right, we're from fish. All right. 1-877-DOLLY. We'll be back in a few minutes for the next hour.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.